弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
今天这个题目，大家是不是感觉的似曾相识啊
？I don't know whether you've kind of familiar titles, maybe something that I talked to you about previously.
听道乎，行道乎。
Listening and doing.
在上个月，我们一起讨论雅各书二章十四到二十六节的时候，那个题目是“信心乎，行为乎”。
When we discussed in the last month about the faith and the deeds,
信心对应我们今天的听道，行为对应我们今天的行道。
So faith is like the listening we talk about today, and the deeds is what we talk about today in terms of acting on His word.
我不知道大家还记不记，就在那一次，我跟大家展示过一本书，叫《丢人现眼的福音派》。
I have show you this book. This book is entitled "The Scandal of Evangelical Conscience."
那从这本书中列举的许许多多的数字的对比，显示出大量的事实。
So there's a lot of numbers and a lot of fact that being discussed in the book, and that demonstrate
是在反复地向耶稣基督的信徒发问
continue to ask all the question about the question below.
我们基督信徒的生活和那些不信者的区别在哪里
？What is the difference between us as Christian and the people in the secular world?
那当我在网上寻找这本书的时候，看到有一段特别的读后感。
When I was searching for this book, there's a people writing notes after reading the book. One of the notes says,
可以用一针见血来形容那一段话。
The one of the kind of reflection really hitting the nail right away, and it says,
他这样写的：假设我们只根据一个人宣称他自己认罪悔改信耶稣相信耶稣无罪撒旦存在
If a Christian say declare that he has repented and have believed in Christ and believe that Jesus is sinless and there is existence of Satan and then a person needs to spread gospels and so on and so forth being a Christian
他任性需要传福音任性因信称义或是常常的上教会常常的参与服事就以为他的行为会比非基督徒好，他的结果是，这会是很严重的误判。
And after he believed that his faith being righteous, and then he had need to go to church, and he need to do all the services, and through all those deeds, he believed his behavior and deeds, it's going to be better than non-Christian. That is a very serious mistake.
所以我们常常需要问我们自己什么是基督徒的好行为
So we need to ask ourselves often, what is a good behavior for us considered to be a good Christian?
回答起来不难，我们要依靠圣灵的引导和帮助，能够怎么样？从容地跨过三道鸿沟。
So it's really not a difficult question to answer. In summary, is through the guidance of Holy Spirit and help, we need to overcome.The three chasms, main chasms in our life.
这三道鸿沟就是我们跟大家分享过的。
This is that I have shared with you in the past.
基督信徒生命成熟的三道鸿沟。
This is the maturity, the three chasms that we need to overcome to become mature in Christian life.
第一道鸿沟是勇于直面试炼的考验。
The first one is the courage to face all challenges.
那第二道鸿沟大家还记得吗
？I don't know whether you remember the second chasm we have.
试炼，然后呢？试探。
After the trial is the temptation.
当试探来临的时候呢，避免被自己的私欲牵引，以至于被诱惑。
So when temptation comes, we need to pay great effort to prevent our selfish desire to being drawn to that temptation.
那跨越基督信徒生命成熟的第三道鸿沟，就是今天我们一起要借着雅各书一章十九到二十七这段经文来讨论的主题。
So the third chapter is what we want to talk about today, from James chapter 1, 19 to 27.
听道乎，行道乎。
Listening and doing.
那雅各书一章十九到二十七节这段经文概括的来讲，主要是从两个方面向我们展示一个基督信徒的生命成熟的标志。
So in a nutshell, there's two main themes in this verse you just read. One.
那这两个标志呢？一呢是领受上帝的话语。
The first one is to receive God's word.
然后呢，就是遵行上帝的话语。
Second one is to follow and obey His word.
那首先，让我们从雅各书一章十九到二十一节来讨论和思想。唯愿我们领受上帝的话语。
The first one I want to share with you is may we receive His word from chapter 1:19 to 21.
那这段经文提醒我们领受上帝的话语，要对我们里边所发出的心思意念这个空间进行一个大扫除。
That we need to have a spring clean up in the mental space within ourselves. First of all.
留出空间给顺服，给清洁，给谦卑，让我们有具有这样的心态。
So we will leave space for the obedience, for the pureness, for the humbleness to be able to receive God's word.
用一个新心去领受上帝的话。
Using a revived heart to receive God's word.
好，顺服、清洁、谦卑。首先我们来看顺服。
So let's look at obedience first.
十九到二十节顺服地领受上帝的话语。
So from 19 to 20 is how we obediently receive His word.
雅各书一章十九节，我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快地听，慢慢地说，慢慢地动怒。
So my dear brothers and sisters, take note on this. Everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak.
那这显然是带有命令的语气在跟我们说话。
So this is really a command from God.
要求我们带着一种顺服的心去快快地听，慢慢地说，慢慢地动怒。
So with obedient heart that we need to quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
让我们快快地听什么呀？
So what we need to listen to very quickly then.
大家如果手头有圣经，你翻开看前面十八节讲的就是上帝按着他自己的旨意创造我们的时候所用的真道，也就是真理的话语。
So it is the truth of God that has created us. That's what he wants us to listen to.
那雅各再次恳求信徒，这意思就是要抓住每一个机会接触圣经的这样的一个机会，仔细研读上帝的话语。
So James has been pleaded to the disciple ardently that to grab every opportunity to learn the Bible.
我们最容易的机会是什么呀
？So what is the most opportunity we would have as a Christian?
就是主日的讲道、主日学，还有我们小组的查经。
So the sermon and worship, the Sunday school and the small group fellowship, those are the most easy way we can receive God's word.
所以提到这儿以后，我还是诚恳地要求弟兄姐妹们。
So here I'd like to implore all of you eagerly.
邀请或者是恳请，咱们主日敬拜大堂结束之后，在主日学的时间，如果你不是老师，就是学生。选一个主日学的课程来听。
So after the worship, please pick one of the class that you either to be a teacher or be a student that you can participate all the classes after the worship.
另外，如果我们还没有在小组团契的话，我们可以选择一个小组的团契加入到里边。
So you have not been involved in any fellowship group, so I also like to encourage you to participate any one of them.
但是讲到我们听。不管是听讲道、听主日学，许多时候我们容易受那个外在的因素的影响。
A lot of time we listen to all those wonderful discussions, we always get distracted by things as follows.
我这一坐一听，哇， 这个牧师怎么发音口齿不清啊
？Maybe this pastor's pronunciation is not quite right.
哇，他的讲话表情太呆板。
There was not much of impressions.
哇，那个弟兄他讲主日学的时候，他那个语病太多。
There's a too much wording problem in that. The brother was sharing the message.
啊，那个弟兄他讲课太沉闷。
The teaching was so depressed.
当我们的注意力被这些外在的因素所吸引的时候
，So when attention being drawn by all those things,
我们的心思意念就很难聚焦在上帝的话语里边。
So it's very difficult for us to focus on the essence of God's word.
所以，即便我们坐在这里，
so、even though
或者我们坐在主日学的课堂
or in a Sunday school class.
心中挂念的是什么呀
？What are you always concerned about when you're in those situations？
几点了？然后扭头看那个几点了？
Look at the time.
哇，怎么还没完
？Well, it's not over yet.
新汉语译本十九节后面，个人都要敏锐的听，不轻易说话，不轻易动怒。
So in the new translation in Chinese says, everybody need to listen to God's word keenly, not to speak easily, not to get angry easily.
所以当一个人对事物的敏锐度聚焦在外在因素上的时候呢
？So if your attention is paying to other things other than God's word,
就像我们忙了一天回到家，太太或者先生。把饭菜端上桌。
It's just like when you got so busy, went back home, and your wife prepares such a wonderful meal on the table.
这个敏锐度聚焦在哪儿呢？聚焦在哇，你是穿什么衣服做的饭？
You,
你围了哪个围裙
？So your focus is not on the wonderful meal that your wife cooked, but focusing on the apron that she used to cook the meal.
你的米饭是用哪个锅？你这个菜是用哪个锅炒？用哪个铲子啊
？What kind of wok? What kind of utensil you use to cook the meal?
为什么用这个碗来盛饭？为什么用这个盘子来盛菜
？And started picking other things other than the dish.
这个时候呢，饥肠辘辘，饿的什么似的。可是你看着这个饭，你就吃不下去。
So when you're so hungry, when you look at the meal, you have no desire to eat.
这叫什么呀？得了一种病，什么病？厌食症。
This is like you don't have a desire to eat in anorexia.
那在我们信徒的教会生活中
，So as a Christian,
我们每周都来教会。
We come to church on a weekly basis.
我们嘴上说神呐、啊，求你给我们灵粮。
So we ask God to give us the heavenly food.
可是我们的敏锐度都在那些外在的因素上。
Our focus is on something.Other than God's word.
虽然我们灵里饥渴，可是我们眼睛看不进，聚焦不到那个灵粮上。
Even though we have spiritual hunger, but we cannot focus on God's word.
这叫什么呀
？And what would you call this?
也是一种厌食症，叫属灵的厌食症。
This is spiritual anorexia.
属灵的厌食症容不容易诊断
？So is it easy to cure this spiritual anorexia?
非常容易
，It's very easy.
当我们没有或者不能够快快的听，
so、
敏锐的听的时候
，So we cannot listen quickly and keenly.
一定不会慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
And then
这是连在一起的。
Then we won't be able to say it slowly, and we cannot get angry slowly either.
所以提到动怒，什么人爱动怒啊
？So Talking about getting angry, do you know what kind of people are easily get angry?
使人发怒的原因是什么
？So what are the causes for people getting angry?
有时候青少年特有发言权，谁爱动怒啊
？So typically happen maybe in youth.
无非一是为了发泄情绪的愤怒。
A lot of time they are venting for their emotion uneasiness.
还有一种呢，就是基于那种。报复怨恨的那种怒气。
Sometimes get angry because you want a revenge.
所以，当我们在家庭、在工作环境和在教会中，不给别人说话的机会，快快动怒，
so、a lot
这个时候的结果会是什么
？So a lot of time in the work environment and family, you don't want to give people to explain, and you get so angry. What is the end result?
这就是经文提醒我们的， 二十节，因为人的怒气并不成就上帝的意。
In 20, it says, verse 20, it says, because human's anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires.
那在旧约圣经箴言中有许许多多非常精辟的劝诫。
So there's a lot of things that are teaching in the Proverbs.
我选了一段，在箴言17:27-28.
There's one of them I want to quote it to you today. Proverbs 17:27.
寡言少语的有知识，性情温良的有聪明。愚昧人若静默不言，也可算为智慧；闭口不说，也可算为聪明。
So the one who has knowledge uses words and restrained, and whoever has understanding is even tempered.
所以我在跟师母讨论这段经文的时候，他说是。你不张口，别人不知道你愚昧。
So if you don't open up, the people don't think you are stupid.
这是一本古代教父的智慧言论集，叫《先贤集》。
So this is the book. They typically call this Ethics of the Fathers.
备受犹太人的推崇。
This is being recommended by Jews mostly.
直到今天，经常有犹太的拉比在推荐，甚至到了电视上、网络上推荐这一本
《So in even
先贤集》。
Even today, rabbis recommend this book, The Ethics of Fathers, as a teaching.
其中有一段比较详细的关于听的记载。
So there's a discussion about listening.
他记载说，门徒大家清楚了啊，门徒可分为四种。
So according to listening, there are four different groups of disciples.
一种是快快的听，快快的忘记。
There's one of them, quickly to listen and quickly to forget.
听的时候，你看他非常认真。
So he listened very quickly and keenly.
听进去了，一出门。很快忘掉。
Went out of the church, completely forgot everything.
他所得的被他所失的抵消了。
And then what he has learned has been lost because he's
慢慢听，慢慢的忘记，他所失的被他所得的抵消了。
There's another group. Second group is slow to hear and slow to listen. And what he lost is being gained by what he was able to hear.
所以这两种门徒呢，什么也没得到。
So this two person, they kind of like they don't learn much at all because.
第三种是快快的听，慢慢的忘记，这种人是最快乐的门徒。
So there's one person that can quick to listen and forget slowly. This is the most happier person.
那大家可能会想到，一定有一种最不幸的门徒。
So there's one of the disciple maybe is most unfortunate.
慢慢的听，快快的忘记。
So listening slowly and quickly to forget.
对号入座，我们属于哪一种？
So think about all of those. Which group do you belong to?
所以我盼望从今天开始，我邀请咱们大家互相做一个监督。
So like ask everybody that we can encourage one another.
在过去整个一星期中，我们有没有静下心来？好好的、仔细的聆听、阅读、思想上帝的话语。
Kind of examine all of us in the past. We have we ever have a quiet time we can sit down and listen to God's word?
我们在讲话的时候有没有不顾及对方的反应的时候
？When we have interaction with other people, do we have a time that we did not pay attention to other people's attention?
对方还没有张嘴，我们就是呱呱呱呱呱呱。
When they have not opened up their mouths and explained, and we already started saying things in our case.
另外，当我们张口想要发怒的时候，我们呢要有一个脑筋急转弯。
So when we get ready in a moment to get angry,
思想一下，我这个怒气从我这个嘴里边，从这个眼睛里边发出去的时候，要有一个底线。这个底线是什么
？So we need to know there is a bottom line on how.Angry we can be.
这个底线就是是否容神一人。
So this is the bottom line is can you glorify people and benefit, glorify God and benefit people.
荣耀神的名，对人 有益处。
So when you can glorify God's name, it will be beneficial to people.
否则的话，当我们这个怒气要出口的时候，要从眼睛里面射出来的时候，赶紧捂上。
Then if that happens, then you need to zip up your mouth, not to speak anything.
好不好？我们互相做一个监督。
So we can kind of help each other and kind of examine one another whether we can do that.
那想请问，快快的动怒，动不动就发怒的人是属于哪一种人呢？
So what kind of people are this belonging to? Is the people that quickly to get angry?
应该属于第四种，他根本就没有把神的话语听进去。
So will be the fourth people that did not even listen to God's word and retain anything God has to teach.
为什么听不进去呢？一定是有原因的。
So why can that person retain anything from God's word?
这个原因呢，可能在耳朵上。
It's probably most likely reason why, because of ears.
我们来看看雅各书一章二十一节前半部分的经文。
So let's look at James, the first.
清洁的领受上帝的话。
So we need to receive, purely receive His word.
那我先有一句话提醒大家，在读或者在你想起来雅各书一章二十一节的前半节的时候，要记着有一个动作，掏耳朵。
So when we are kind of learning this, you have to learn how to cleanse your ears.
所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶。
So you need to get rid of all the filthiness and all the evils.
脱去这个词，大家一看就会明白，它是弃绝，是除去的意思。
So you have to understand this one. Get rid of is the completely remove those.
那经文再次强调，基督的信徒需要弃绝，需要除去两样东西。
So there are two things that disciples need to get rid of.
污秽和盈余的邪恶。
Is the moral filth and the evil, the prevailing evil.
那我们先看后边这个。盈余的邪恶是什么？
So that's trying to figure out what this prevailing evil is.
就是那心中深处那些有意或者是无意蔓延滋生邪恶的那种意图。
So it's those evil desire you have consciously or unconsciously.
那种意图可以滋生邪恶，随时会在我们的心里里边。
So those kind of desire will lead, those kind of desire will lead to evilness.
要弃绝，要除去，要随时脑筋急转弯把它摁下去。
So we need to get rid of all those desire, evil desires.
那污秽这个词一般呢是指衣服上的肮脏。
So the filth usually talk about the dirtiness of your clothes.
但另外一方面呢，就是心灵道德上的不洁净。
But a lot of time you also talk about the moral filth,
指的败坏呀、粗俗啊等等。
Depravity and things like that.
但是请大家注意，污秽这个词，另外还有在医学词汇里边，它的意思呢是耳垢，
so, this filth,
或者叫耳屎。
So filth could be also referring to the earwax that we have.
所以我们了解这个污秽这个词的意义，它有个双重的含义。
So there's two meaning for the filth.
这是非常非常奇妙的用在这里。
So it's kind of very interestingly that was used over here.
如果信徒心存的道德的污秽的时候，是令我们清楚看见神的或者听见神的话语的一个严重的障碍。
So if you have this moral filth, that it's become a blockage of understanding God's word.
如果信徒满耳朵的耳垢，
So if a disciple have this kind of like the earwax in your ears,
不但会严重的阻碍听力，而且因着听力下降怎么样呢？
And not only that block the ability to listen,
就会引起焦躁不安，
also,
心中怒气上升，
so、
然后出口上。
Also cause anxiety, then you will become anger.
所以希望大家下次来教会，在门口碰见的时候，能够说一句话，说什么话？
So when next time we come to church, we need to say to people,
掏耳朵了没有？
You need to tell yourself, have you cleaned your ears?
或者是我们请一个青少年拿一盒那个棉球棒门口掏掏掏掏。
So maybe you want to get a cotton swab so you can clean those earwax so you can listen to God's words clearly.
因为耳朵里边是可以耳垢形成结石的，需要到医院请专门的护士帮着处理的。
So if you really build up a lot of wax in your ear, sometimes you need a special medical attention.
所以我们需要求神来帮助我们除去内外的污秽。
So we need to ask God's help to that cleanse us from the internal, external filth.
清除内心里边深处的那些随时可以滋生、可以蔓延的那个罪恶的污秽。
Also clean those evil desire in our heart that will continue to be rooted in our hearts.
怀着快快的听、慢慢的说这样一个心态。
So we have this desire of listening quickly and then slowly to speak.
顺服地来到教会，聆听上帝的话。
So come to the church and listen to God's words obediently.
这样的话，我们才能够有一个谦卑从里面出来。
So this is the only way that you have the humbleness in your heart while you listen to God's word.
所以这就是雅各书一章二十一节下半部分，谦卑地领受上帝的话。
So this is the in James, humbly listen to God's word, obediently listen to God's words.
从温柔的心领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
So you have to listen to God's words gently, so it will plant those who will accept your words planted in you.
温柔这个词儿，它含有一些谦卑的意思在里面，还有柔顺，还有谦恭，还有温文尔雅，体贴他人。等等这些含义。
So over here, attentively, a lot of different meanings, such gently, humbly, and receive His word.
所以有神学家认为说，这个希腊语的词汇没有一个比较恰当的英文词汇来翻译它。
So the Greek theologian couldn't find a really good word for this.
它的内涵太丰富了。
Because this meaning is so so abundant that couldn't cover by a single word.
所以在古希腊的哲学家叫亚里士多德，他对这个词呢有一个专门的定义。
So one of the philosophers, as you know, Aristotle gave this definition to this tenderness.
我们听完以后就会同意神学家的观点。他说，在万分愤怒即无比祥和之间的适度的中庸。
So this is the compromise between the extreme anger and the extreme peacefulness.
所以这个字是用来描述那能克以己之意气，达内心之祥和的仁人君子。
So this is described a gentleman that can overcome extreme anger and to be able to reach the inner peace.
那这样综合来思想呢，我们来体验一下这个温柔的心，如果在教会里边形容到信徒身上呢，我觉得最恰当的一个词呢，可以说是他如果具备这个心的话，就是这个人有受教的心。
So if we kind of look at this tender heart and being a Christian, the characteristic will be a person that has teachable hearts.
所以看我们每一个人，甚至我们可以定睛看我们自己，我们有没有温柔的心，那就要看我们有没有一颗受教的心。
So we can look ourselves, look among us, is if a person has a tender heart, then that person will be a person that has teachable hearts.
那在这段经文中还有一段，那所栽种的道怎么样来理解？
Then the other one is the word that planted in you. How would be able to understand that?
那既然有栽种，那想必它会要发芽，要成长，最后呢要结果实。
So if you consider at this planting, then that will be a seed that will be germinate and then continue to grow.
所以这就是接下来的二十二到二十七节经文要求信徒不但要以顺服的、清洁的、谦卑的心态去领受神的话语， 还要怎么样啊？还要结果实，就是要遵行。
So leading into the verses 22, not only you need to listen, you need to also start to doing things and then growing, germinate, and have fruits.
你看我们中文标准译本，这是2011年最新的中文版本，21节下半节，要以温柔的心接受那栽种在你们心里面的话语，就是能拯救你们灵魂的话语。
So in the new Chinese translation, if I translate in English, it says to receive those words that planted in you with a tender heart, and those words are the one that can save your souls.
所以就像福音书中所讲到撒种一样，信徒呢曾经是好土。
Just like the proverb, the analogies of casting the seed, the disciples are good soil.
福音的种子，上帝的话语已经在我们心中扎根，甚至发芽。
So seeds of gospel and God's word has been planted in us.
所以这个问题就来了。
So the question has arisen.
一个人得救成了基督徒之后
，So
与道还有没有关系
？So once a person has been saved and become Christian, has it? What is the relationship between?
听了神的道，神的道在我心中生根发芽。我得救了。
So once you listen to God's word, you've been saved.
那下来呢？我们依然需要道作为我们的营养，使我们能够长大，最后开花结果。
Continue on. We need to continue to receive words that we can generate and then grow and then bear fruit.
如果没有上帝的话作为营养的话，我们已经被松软的土呢会变硬。
So we don't have words from God, the soil become hard.
会贫瘠，甚至会生虫，使我们那棵已经发出来芽的那棵树呢，既长不大，更开不了花，结不了果子，最后的结果是怎么样
？So the soil become infertile, and there's a lot of bugs, and you won't be able to blossom and bear fruits. And what is the end result then?
路加福音13:6-9说。接着耶稣对他们讲一个比喻，有一个人在自己的葡萄园里种了一棵无花果树，他想在树上找果子，却找不着。于是他对园丁说，你看，三年来我在这棵无花果树上找果子，怎么什么也没有找到，把它砍了吧，何必白占土地呢？园丁说，主人呢，请再宽容一年，等我挖松它周围的泥土，加上肥料，如果明年结果子便罢，不然你就把它砍掉。所以说我们还是有机会的。
So we still have opportunity, like Luke 13 says. Then they told the parables. A man had a fig tree growing in the vineyard, and he went to look for the fruit on it, but did not find any. So he had to say to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now, I have been coming to look for the fruit on this fig tree, but haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should I use up the soil?" Sir, the man replied.Leave it alone for one more year, and I will dig around and fertilize it.
求神用他的话语帮助我们松土，帮助我们增加营养。
So we ask God's word to help us to fertilize the soil and make it soft and can grow, continue to blossom and bear fruit.
所以我们要成长，就要身体力行地遵行神的话。
So if we want to grow, that we need to act on His word and follow His word.
22-27节，唯愿我们遵行上帝的话语。
So twenty is to may we follow his and obey his word.
那经文实际在这一段也是从三个方面，或者是用三个关系来要求信徒遵行上帝的话。
So there's a three aspect I want to talk about. There's also a three relationship we need to encourage us to do.
这三个关系呢，首先是与自己的关系。
The firstThing is the relationship to yourself.
遵行上帝的话，不自欺。22-26。
Follow God's word and do not deceive oneself.
22节，只是你们要行道，不要单单听到自己欺哄自己。
22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says."
可能大家在这读的说。为什么说单单听到而不行道就是欺哄自己呢？
And you will ask your question, why is it deceiving yourself? Only listen to the word and not to act on
it. 我们来看23、24节，因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后，随即忘了他的相貌如何。
So on the 23, it says, anyone who listens to the word but do not do it, what it says, is like a man who look at his face in the mirror.And after looking at itself, go away and immediately forget what he looks like.
什么人喜欢照镜子？
So who like to look in the mirror?
现在说我看完镜子，我能忘了我长什么样吗？
So after I look in the mirror, can I forget what I look like?
在初代教会时期，镜子属于高档的奢侈品。
So in the early church era, the mirror is one of those luxury items.
一般家庭是没有镜子的。
In a normal family, they don't have a mirror at all.
另外呢，当时的镜子呢，不是用现在用玻璃来制作的。
And back then, the mirror was not made by glass.
是用特殊的岩石或者金属磨光以后制成的。
They're created by a polished stone or metal.
这是当时最流行的早期的火山石。来磨出来光光的亮亮的。
So this is one of the example is obsidian rock that can polish and use as a mirror.
这个呢是一面铜镜，那已经锈蚀了。
That is a mirror that made out of brass.
当时在哥林多流行的价值最高的、质量最好的，类似于这种镜子，
是铜镜。So back then the most precious mirrors made out of brass in Corinth.
这是中国隋朝的时候出产的十二生肖铭文铜镜，这个正面就是这样把铜面磨光了拿着来照。
So this is Sui's dynasty in China. The mirror has the zodiac on one side, and the other side is the bronze polished surface that you can look itself as a mirror.
所以那时候的镜子不像今天的镜子能够将影像清晰地反映出来。
So back then you cannot really see yourself really clearly through those mirrors.
那我们可以设想一下。
So that's kind of think about this.
在当时的耶路撒冷以及其他地方呢，都有一些市场，市场上有卖镜子。
So there's a market over there back in Jerusalem that a lot of people selling the mirrors.
那有两个信徒呢，去教堂的路中看到有镜子，哎，弯下腰仔细看一看，你照一照，我照一照。
And see the mirror, look at themselves in the mirror.
照完去到教会，有两个人坐下来说，哎，你刚才不是照镜子了吗？你长什么样
？And the other person, when they went to the church, the other one person asked the other, "What do you look yourself into the mirror? What do you look on?"
因为互相看对方看得很清晰，你知道你是双眼皮还是单眼皮吗
？Do you know you have a double lid or single lid?
你知道你这儿有一个酒窝，你看见了没有
？Do you know you have special things on your face？
这个信徒说：“真的
？Really？
我看不清哎。
I couldn't see very clearly。
所以我们能理解有一段经文，《哥林多前书》13:12，我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，就是这个意思。
So in Corinth, First Corinthians chapter 13:12 says, "For now we see only a reflection as a mirror; then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part that I shall know fully, even I'm fully known."
所以我们来看雅各书1:23-24，你看这是现代中文译的。那听到而不去实行的，正像一个人对着镜子看看自己的面目，端详了一会儿，然后走开了，立刻忘了自己的长相。
So in the different Chinese translation, I will translate English as this. When a person listens to the words and not act on it, it's just like a person, they look themselves in the mirror, and then after that, he look around and then forget about what he looks like after he left.
所以这个意思是雅各在提醒我们信徒，当我们走进教会的时候，当我们走进教堂的时候，旁边那些不信的人看到，哦。他是基督徒。
So James trying to remind all the disciples, when disciples walk into the church, other people outside the church knowing us as Christian.
我也相信我们身边熟识的许多人，那些还不信的人知道啊，他礼拜天去教会，他是耶稣基督的信徒。
So Christian will be recognized to go to church on Sunday.
可是当我们走出教堂的时候
，But when we walk out of the church，
那些不信者看我们的行事为人，看我们一言一行，用这个社会的道德标准来衡量，他都打个问号。
So
不是基督徒吗？
So the non-believer, when we walk out of the church, the non-believer judge us based on the standard, and they will question. They will ask a question: Are we?
你不是每周都去教会吗
？Do you go to church on every Sunday?
我们怎样回答
？And how would be able to answer that?
我是吗？我去教会了，我去没掏耳朵。
So did I go to church? Yes, I did, but.
就像照镜子一样，我去教会了，是我吗？
At,
模糊的。
You look in the mirror, yes, you did go to the church, but there's the image is not very clear. You don't know you're actually a Christian.
可能我们都忘了基督徒长成什么样。
So we forgot. We forget about what Christian should be doing and should behave.
所以经文这里边呢，在二十二节里边，你们。要行道，不要单单的听道。这个听字，我想提醒大家。
So in the 22, it says, "Do not merely listen to the word, but so deceive yourself. Do what it says." I want to talk about this.
二十二节的这个听字是非常特别的。
So in verse 22, this the word "listen" is very special.
在新约圣经中，除了在罗马书二章十三节出现以外，另外只出现了三次，都集中在雅各书一章二十二、二十三，还有后边的二十五节。
So over here, except in Roman chapter 2, it appeared to be one time. That all the three times appeared to be in James chapter 1, 22, 23, and 25.
可能有人会问，那这有什么特别的？不就是个听字吗
？You may ask a question, why is it so special? It's just a lesson, right?
在新约圣经中，与听有关的词汇大概有将近有五百个，我数了一下，四百八十八个。
So there are words relating to listen. There are about five. They appear in the Bible about in the New Covenant. That's about 500 times.
但是在罗马书二章十三节和雅各书一章。二十二、二十三、二十五节这四次里边用的是同一个词儿。
And over here in original language, the lesson appears being Romans chapter 2:13, James chapter 1:22, 23, 25. That is different. There's a very special one.
这个听在古代的时候，特别是古希腊的时候，指那些消极的、悠闲的坐着欣赏歌曲啊，欣赏那些人的演讲啊，等等。
So those listening is like very passively and in relaxation, listen to and enjoy a music or songs. Those are the definition of that listen.
那今天这个听呢，常常被用来在大学里边做旁听的那个旁听。
So this listen could be what we using in college as auditing a class.
我相信这些高中孩子毕业以后进到大学不愿意做旁听生，要做一个正式的大学生。
So when you go to college, you don't want to just audit a class. You really want to register and sign up for the class.
因为旁听生要求的按时出入课堂，却不是大学生，他不必要做预备，不必要写作业。不必要去参加考试，最后也拿不到毕业证。
When you are in the class, yes, you do be in the class on time. You listen to it, but they don't have to prepare for the class, and they don't have to write report, and they don't have to take exam.
所以说，旁听生不需要为他所听到的负任何责任。
So when a person audit to a class, they don't have to pay they don't have to pay responsibility on what they have learned.
我们来看看罗马书刚才提到二章十三节，因为上帝宣判为无罪的，不是单听法律的人，而是实行法律的人。
Romans chapter 2:13, for it is not those who bear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteousness.
这意思就是，不是像那种旁听生一样坐在那听听而已。要行的，要拿毕业证的。
So we shouldn't be like auditor. We should be auditing a class. We need to sign up for class and really eager to learn.
那到这儿，弟兄姐妹们会不会问：圣经要求我们不要单单的听道，而且要将所听的道行出来？行出来的目的是什么？
So
是
then,
单单做给别人看吗？
So the question going to be is this: God asked not just to listen, but to act on His words. Is it just simply to show to other people?
当我们用顺服的、清洁的、谦卑的心态去认真领受上帝的话语。
When we are humbly and obediently receive God's word,
才能够真正看到我们内里边的罪。
We can really understand and knowing our sins.
当我们真实的要回应上帝的话语，身体力行的在我们生命中行出来的时候，不单单是一个好的见证，而且我们是要蒙福的。这个福来自于天上。
And when we respond to this word with our own deeds, not only will bear testimony, we also will be blessed by God.
这就是25节，唯有详细查看的，全被使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是像旁听生一样听了就忘了，乃是实在行出来，就在他所做的事上必然得福。
So 25, it says, But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continue to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.
所以到此我们可以说，一个人的品格，一个蒙上帝赐福的人，从他的行事为人，他所做的事情上，一定能够表现出来。
So a person's they have if they have been blessed by God, if a person have a good character, it definitely will be demonstrated through his deeds.
我相信大家会同意，看一个人的行动，而不是看他滔滔不绝的讲。
So we want to look at people's deeds, but not just look at their words.
26节，若有人自以为虔诚，却勒不住他的舌头，反欺哄自己的心。这人的虔诚是虚的。
In 26, it says, If anyone considers himself righteous and yet do not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself, and his religion is worthless.
26节这里前后出现了两个虔诚。
So over here, there's two in Chinese word is 虔诚 and in English, religious.
这两个虔诚实际不是一个字，后面这个虔诚的真实的意思呢，是一种敬拜。
So the religious, the one on the back is really meaning is worshiping.
那在新约圣经里边只出现了三次，有一次呢，就是《使徒行传》26章5节，保罗形容他自己曾经在犹太教里边的那个参加那个敬拜仪式。
So over here, Paul mentioned this for the second religious. It is worship in the book of Acts.
另外是在哥罗西书2章18节指出的一种敬拜天地的一种形式。
And over in Colossians, it's like a worship, a ceremony, ritual to God.
所以他在用这个词的时候，当初初代教会的信徒们都熟悉这两种敬拜，一个是犹太教的敬拜仪式，一个是呢。拜天地的仪式。
So they all, when they talk, when James talk about those, people understand those concepts about the second meaning of the religious worshiping.
那实际来讲呢，这个虔诚呢，是出自于这个虔诚来的。有人说呢，可能这个虔诚呢，因为在新约圣经只出现一次，是雅各他独创的一个词。
So the first word is really rooted from the second religious, but It only happened once in the whole Bible, so people believe that James created that word on his own.
那了解了这个两个虔诚的含义之后，仔细来品味这26节的经文。
So now, after understanding those two religious or devoutness, then we can start to understand verses 26.
它一方面呢是在回应最前面19节讲的。快快地听，慢慢地说。
It's to reflect what we talk about, to quick to listen and slow to speak.
同时也是在强调25节乃是实在的行出来。
And also in 25th to really doing it.
所以他在这里再一次的提醒 耶稣基督的信徒要注重在教堂之外我们生命的魅力所做出来的善行。
So this continue remind Christian that what we want to do with focusing is our good deeds outside of the church,
而不单单是我们在教会里边的敬拜的仪式活动等。
In addition to what we all have to do in the church,
那如果心里边没有改变，在教会听了一些只言片语，然后就出去滔滔不绝的大讲特讲，可是行为上又是那样子，哇！雅各在这说，与其这样，你不如用根绳子把你那个嘴巴勒起来。
So if you're doing all of the learning things in the church, but go outside, you didn't do exactly what God told you to do. Why don't you just put a ring on your tongue? That's what James recommended to do.
因为那样呢，太丢人现眼了。
So this one kind of will be a little bit of kind of embarrassing being a Christian.
你要先做出行动来，这就是遵行上帝的话语，不自私。
The first thing is to follow God's word, not to be selfish.
处理的第二个关系，第一个关系与自己的关系，第二个关系呢就是与他人的关系，不自私。
The second relationship we'll talk about is a relationship with others, not to be selfish.
二十七节上半节，在上帝我们的父面前呢，清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
So religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless in this is to look after orphans and widows in their distress.
所以这个虔诚呢，就是前面二十六节的那个敬拜的仪式。
So this religion is what this in the previous we discussed is a worshiping ritual.
那在初代教会中
church,
需要最大的人通常呢是孤儿寡母。
So in the early church, the most the people that need care the mostly is the orphans and the widows.
和今天的社会不一样，因为当时的社会没有人寿保险，也没有各种社会的福利可以提供给他们。
So it's quite different now because back then they don't have a life insurance, they don't even have any cares from the society to be able to do to be cared for.
那个时候的寡妇也很难很难有工作机会。
So widows back then seldom have a opportunity to work.
所以经文在这里强调说，对于上帝来讲，那真正的敬拜并不在于华丽的宗教的仪式。
So over here, in respect of God, the real true ship, worship is not the religious ritual.
用无私的爱心，不求回报去帮助那些有需要的人。
But it is to help other people who in need with unselfish love.
注重我们个人生命纯洁的塑造，这才是上帝所悦纳的敬拜，
Continue.
所悦纳的虔诚。
Continue to pay attention to edification of personal life, and this is the true gift that God really wants.
所以遵行上帝的话语，处理与个人的关系，与他人的关系。第三个关系呢，就是与世界的关系。
The third one is the relationship with the God, with the world.
遵行上帝的话，不妥协。二十七章下半节。
So 27 is to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
雅各书一章二十七节下半分，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
So in 27, to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
保守这个词指的是有规律的、持续不断的一个动作。
So keeping it is really a discipline and order.Continuation of one's behavior.
是神赋予我们，要求我们，经文在这里要求我们，基督的信徒一生要负上的责任。
So this is God commands for all the Christian that is responsibility in the pay you need to do for the rest of your life.
这个责任就是不沾染世俗。
This responsibility is to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
那世俗这个词儿，它最基本的含义呢，是一个次序，是安排，是外表的装饰。
So in this kind of world, the meaning is the order or discipline, and it is just the cosmetic decoration from outside.
那它普遍的意义呢，是指人类不敬虔的，包括哲学、道德、价值观等等一些体系。
So in the most general term, you can consider this is what we consider the secular world is the ungodliness, philosophy, moral behavior, and the value system of this world.
所以在仔细咀嚼这一句经文的时候，我们就会想到耶稣基督的信徒，圣经不要求我们，要求我们不与世俗妥协，并不是让我们脱离红尘。
So when you read the Bible, it's really reminding us that we not to compromise with the world.
他有一个安排，有一个顺序，也不是要求我们不食人间烟火，去拒绝参加一些所谓的商业活动啊，拒绝去购买使用生活的必需品啊等等这些。
It's not,
不要求我们出家。
It's not ask us to leave this world, be separated from this world, not to engage any social and economic activities.
要求我们的是什么？我相信许多信徒都能回答。要求我们是不要对这些事情的欲望顺序超于一切之上。
It's really asking us not to put those things as a priority of our life.
不要喜爱这些事情成为我们自己的尾声，成为我们执着追求的目标。
Don't devote yourself solely for those pursuit.
那样的话，就成为我们和上帝之间的一个阻碍。
If you're doing those, then that will become a hindrance between us and God.
所以我提醒大家。
So I'd like to remind all of you.
千万不要做这样的祷告。
So never pray as follows.
上帝啊，求你让我先挣钱，先发达。等我有了足够的钱，就为您多奉献，为您改教堂。
Lord, pray that you allow me to make a lot of money. I will become fortunate so I have enough money and I can build a church. And then I can devote myself to you afterwards.
等我挣足了钱呢，我就为您献身。
So once I make a lot of money, that I can devote all my time to you.
人的私欲是个无底的洞啊。
So a person self-desire, there's no depths at all.
一旦我们跳进私欲的这个无底洞里边，是很难很难自拔。
So once you have this self-desire in your heart, it's very difficult to get yourself out of it.
所以有段经文，哥林多前书三章十九节。因这世界的智慧在上帝看是愚拙，如经常记着说，主教有智慧的中了自己的诡计。
In the First Corinthians chapter 3:19, it says, "For the wisdom of the world is foolishness in God's sight, as it written that He catches the wise in their craftiness."
刚才那样的祷告呢，就是看似一种智慧，实际上跳进了一种。
So if you follow that desire, it's like if you are really smart, but then you actually went into the depths of your own fault.
那雅各实际在后面呢，有更加直白的表达。我拿了一句来，雅各书四章四节：你们这些淫乱的人呐，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与上帝为敌吗？所以反想要与世俗为友的，就是与上帝为敌。
James explores this further in chapter 4, verses 4. It says, "You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means the enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God."
有一个实际生活中的案例。
So there was a real life example for all of us to consider.
有一对夫妇呢，打算去买房子。
So there's a couple that plan to buy a house.
这是一对基督徒夫妇，他们经过祷告之后呢，就找到一家资深的代理商的房屋经纪人。
So this is a Christian. They after prayer, they find this very experienced agent from this realty firm.
经过多方的比较查看以后，最后选中了一套非常满意的房子。
So after all this examination, they pick one of the houses. They are very, very happy.
交了定金， 请房屋检查公司的人也来做了检查。
And they paid a down payment. They also asked the inspector to come and examine the house.
检查费用交了之后，最后拿到的报告说，这个房子是一栋叫预制模块、预制拼装的模块化房屋。这叫什么呀？
So after the inspection, they find out the house is prefabricated. It's like a modular home. They put pieces together instead of building from piece by piece.
这种房子呢，就是在工厂预制好墙体、房屋的部分的一些结构、内外结构，然后运到现场雕饰雕起来，然后组装拼制而成。
So those houses are prefabricated in other places, and they ship everything, all the components on site, and then just put it together.
可是这次夫妇发现，当时卖房子的卖主没有提供这样的信息。
But the seller didn't provide those information.
那这个代理商呢，带领他们代理的这个人呢，也没有发现，从头到尾没有发现。
The realtor didn't even discover that.
那这对夫妇就认为所标的价格不合适。
And then the buyer, this Christian couple, didn't believe the price is correct. It's right.
最后决定放弃购买这栋房子。
And they want to cancel this purchase.
查验房屋的费用已经付过，是不能退的。然后卖主也拒绝退他的定金。
The fee for the inspection cannot be refunded, and the seller refused to refund the down payment.
现在这个预制房啊。实际上是很漂亮的，看起来有地下室。
So if you look at those display over here, now the modular home or prefabricated house is really wonderful.
都非常漂亮。
Everything is needed.
人家说我们是在厂房里边，质量保证。
So it's definitely they declare that is a quality control at a factory. Everything.
看见这套房子，你能不动心吗
？So once you see that, usually are being moved to.
但是。它是预制房屋，人们对它的认可的价值还是有限的。
So it's a prefabricated house, so the value may not be as good as the house built on the site.
请问，如果你是买主或者是卖主，会怎样处理、怎样面对这样的结果
？So ask a question. If you yourself either a seller or your buyer, what would you do in this situation?
我把这个决定呢交给大家做一个家庭的作业。
So I will turn the decision to you as a homework for the next.
从报提出之后回到家庭，跟你的家人朋友商量一下，下一周来提交你们商量的结果。
So this homework you can talk to the people around you.
这边是买主。
So on my left
side, 这边是卖
主。On my left side is a buyer. My right hand side is a seller. So you can consult with
my fellow. 卖主，你们最后怎么样处理这个？
So how would you how would you handle this situation?
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray together.
恩主，我们在天上的父，我们感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
Bless the Lord that we give you thanks that give us wonderful word of you.
求主你洁净我们的心。
That you cleanse our hearts.
求主你洁净我们的耳朵。
Cleanse our ears.
让我们有一颗顺服、清洁、谦卑的心。
That we have a heart, we can have a pure heart and humble heart.
来聆听主您的话语。
To listen to your word.
也让我们走出这个教堂的时候，我们能够身体力行的去遵行主您的话语。
When we walk out of the church, we can also follow your words and act on your word.
使我们的生命成为他人的美好见证。
So our deeds will become a good testimony for you.
使我们的生命得到那属天的福分。
That our deeds, our behavior can receive the blessing from you.
愿主您帮助我们。
May you help each one of us.
愿主您带领我们。
May you continue lead on us.
也是愿主您随时做我们的鞭策督促者。
To continue to encourage and spur us.
这样的感恩感谢祈求祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
The praise and praising to you is in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.